We're doing the Navi Yeshaya. We're up to what they call the 52nd chapter. The Navi had said, Uri, Uri, Zion, I want you to awaken. Dress yourself in strength. You will no longer have the defiled entering you, Jerusalem. Get up from the dust. Free yourself from the shackles of the nation. You will be redeemed. And we're up to Pasuk Dalid. Ki cho amar Adonai Elohim Mitzrayim Yeradami Varishona Lagur Sham. Initially, my nation went down to Egypt. They didn't think they were going to stay there. There was a famine. They said, well, we'll go there just to live there. And then what happened? They were enslaved. The Navi is describing what he had said previously, Chinam Nimkartim, that the servitude of the Jewish people was for free. There was really no cause for the Jews being enslaved. They came to a nation to purchase food, to wear out, to brave the storm of the famine that was coming. And then, in that time, the Egyptians managed to enslave them. So the Navi had said, Chinam nimkartem, you were sold, so to speak, for nothing. Velo bechesef tigailu, so your redemption also won't cost anything. How were we sold for nothing? First case, in Egypt. Second case, ve'ashu be'efes ashako. And the Assyrian Empire, really, we didn't go to war with them. They came and over nothing. They came in and took us over. Ve'ashu be'efes ashako. The Assyrian Empire came be'efes, with no cause, and ashako. They treated us unfairly. They ultimately enslaved us. Ve'ata malifo ne'um Adonai. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, why am I here? Why should I detain my children out here in exile? Ki lukach ami chinam. There was no cause for my nation to be captured. Moshe lav yeheini lo ne'um Adonai, v'tamid kol hayom shemi menoatz. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, for ages now, they've been unfair to my nation. Moshe lav, those who have taken control of the Jewish people, yeheililu, they take pride in their success. They're arrogant. They say, look at how successful we are. And continuously, they blaspheme. They say, you see, we were able to take down the Jewish people. They call themselves the people of God. So you see, we are more powerful. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, when I allowed the Jews to be put down, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam's name that's being put down. Lachain. The word lachain could mean therefore, or the word lachain could mean I'm taking a vow. Yeda ami shimi. When I redeem them, then my nation will know my name. They will see that I am really the master of the world. Lachain bayom ha'u. Ki ani hu hamdaber hineni. When that day comes, they'll recognize that I'm the one who has spoken until now. Here I am. I'm fulfilling my promise. Manavu aleharim raglei mevaser. It is so pleasant. It's so beautiful to see across the mountaintops. The man is coming to give news, to give good tidings. Mashmi'a shalom. He will let them know that peace has come. Mevaser tov, mashmi'a yeshua. He will give good news. He will tell of the salvation of the Jewish people. Omer leZion, malach Elohayich. He will tell Zion, your king Hashem is again king over you. He will show that he is king over you. Your children are coming back. Kol tzofayich. Nase'u kol yachdav yeraneinu. Listen to your prophets. Kol tzofayich. The sound of those who are onlookers. They're on the outposts. They're looking out. Sofeh is someone who looks to the distance, and that's the prophets are looking to the distant future. So the Navi says, hear the voice of Tzofayich, those who are looking out for you. Nasi'u kol, they've raised their voice, and Yachdav Yiranenu, together they all sing, they're telling you the same prophecy. Ki ayin be'ayin yiru, they're telling you in a certain way that they will still see. B'shuv Adonai Tzion, as Hashem resurrect Zion, Hashem will bring back His presence into the city of Jerusalem. Pitzchu aninu yachdav chorvot Yerushalayim, the desolate places of Jerusalem will break out in song. Pitzchu aninu kinicham Adonai amo, Hashem has comforted His nation. Ga'al Yerushalayim, and redeem Jerusalem from the hands of the enemies. Chasaf Adonai Yetziro HaKodesho Leinei Kol HaGoyim, Hashem reveals His arm. Hashem says, I'm going to show them that I control the world. His holy arm will be revealed to the nations. V'ra'u kol hafsei ha'aretz et Yeshuat Eloheinu, and throughout the land, people will see Hashem's salvation. Again, remember, this was written thousands of years ago. This wasn't written yesterday. This was written before the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash. So we're talking about over 2 millennium ago, almost 3 millennium ago. So the Navi describes the return of Israel to Zion. Ayin be'ayin yiru. Our prophets have all seen so clearly that we will come back. And that's the description of the Navi, that the nations all around will recognize that Hashem has led us back to the land of Israel.